1869 being the date of the year, all the Waterloo sportsmen, they all did appear to win the great prize and to bear it to Wah, never counting on Ireland and Master McGrath. And when they arrived there in big London town, all the great English sportsmen, they all gathered round. One of the gentlemen gave a ha-ha, is that the great dog you call Master McGrath? Lord Lorcan stepped forward and he said, gentlemen, if there's any among you have money to spend for your great English greyhound, I don't care a straw, 5,000 to 1 upon Master McGrath. White Rose stood uncovered, the great English pride. Her trainer and owner were both by her side. They led her away and the crowd made hurrah for the pride of all England and Master McGrath. As Rose and the Master, they both ran along. I wonder, says Rose, what took you from your home? You should have stayed there in your Irish domain, not come to gain laddles and Albion's plain. I know, says McGrath, we have wild heather bogs, but you'll find in all Ireland we have good men and dogs. Lead on, bold Britannia, give none of your jaw, stop that up your nostrils, says Master McGrath. The hare she led on was a beautiful view, as swift as the wind o'er the green fields she flew. He jumped on her back and he held up his paw. Three cheers for all Ireland, says Master McGrath. Many greyhounds that fill me with pride in the days that are gone, and it can't be denied, but the greatest and the bravest that the world ever saw was our champion of champions, brave Master McGrath.